is Ryoki Wendo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for that your life will be embraced by the peaceful energy, no need to worry about anything about the future, and brightly shining the life. With happiness and joyful energy, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, a continuation of the names of the Buddhas in Amitāya Sutra, which Shakyamuni introducing. We came more than half. Our next name is the Glorious Light. Glorious, beautiful, and mysterious, breathtaking light. As one word in Japanese, Sōgon. Well, Sōgon light comes from basically the way of living, the noble way of living. There are two kind of way of living. One is taking own merit as a purpose of life, or the way of living, and the other way is glorious, the noble way of living. Well, if people are always choosing or thinking, calculating their own merit, the way of living is not going to be glorious or noble. Then the glorious noble light will be shining in from this person's existence. If you wish to manifest the aspect of your existence as one aspect of your existence, the glorious noble light, the way of living has to be the noble and glorious, not for the chasing the own merit. Well, in a human being, there are both aspects in subconsciousness. Let's say equally, the only the difference, I mean equal means that everybody has same amount of the wishing to way of living noble and glorious. Both and everybody has equally that want to live to take own merit, calculate own merit, not think about others. So what is the difference coming from? The only the difference coming from the one will recognize it, the heart of the own merit, and control and not let it, let yourself live it like that, oppress it, hold it, not let it come out. Well, you recognize it and you control it, and you choose the glorious way, the giving merit for others, the noble way. But some other people who is not living like this is not aware of what's happening in subconsciousness, and just to be controlled, and not even realize that the way of choosing the own merit and calculating the merit and demerit for the own, doesn't realize that it's not cool. And excuse is always excuse subconsciousness. Subconsciously excuse it always, all because everybody's like this. And that is why the Shakyamuni Buddhas kept saying that walk alone. People who follows the same way as other people never be able to live in a cool way, noble way, the glorious way. Will not be able to manifest the internal Buddha, the noble and glorious light, the Buddha. Please not forget everything that has been done and also been going on, anything that the karmatic negative action by the human being also in history happened by following others. Okay, let's go on to the next name. Next name is interesting. The awakening ocean. Awakening great ocean, supernatural power Buddha. Well, the ocean is exemplified with wisdom. According to studies, South India, Mahayana Buddhist, often example wisdom, the ocean has wisdom, because every waves are the one mind or one lifetime, and the ocean is the universal life, and that's what. And when we are unified to universal life, which is the great spirit of the universe, we will be dwelled by the wisdom. The famous quote in the visualization Amida Buddha Amitayusu Sutra is that all Buddhas are wisdom ocean, are produced by the visualizing the image of Amida Buddha. And awakening of the wisdom of the ocean opens up the supernatural power. This is the Buddha. This is the name of the Buddha. It's an interesting name. However, it's already written in about the one of the texts of the Mahayana Buddhism in 2,000 years ago, I guess, 1,000 or 2,000 years ago, that supernatural power does not prove that you are enlightened. Because the supernatural until fifth, altogether there's six kinds of supernatural power. Well, including seeing the past life or reading others' mind or teleportation, whatever. Up until five, even the evil has the same as Buddha. But only the sixth supernatural power is what evil doesn't have, and only Buddha has. It's the supernatural power of the infinite leaking, the karma, which means the never leaks the karma. Well, there's a practical way to experience what is the meaning of the not leaking karma. In the frame of how chanting workshop, I wish you have a chance someday to experience what is the really meaning of the not leaking the karma. And as you recognize that not leaking the karma and the one previous name, the glorious, noble light Buddha. It's yin and yang, as back and forth. As I said, how much you be able to not let manifest the heart of calculation, the heart of chasing own merit, is in another world, is different. It's in another world, is not leaking karma. May your life will be in not leaking karma and awakened by the wisdom, by being dwelled by the great spirit of the universe, full of ocean, and manifest the light, glorious, noble light, and your existence and your life will be the beautiful as the light of Buddha and or and God, the great spirit of the universe. May you fulfill within peace, happiness and joy.